CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Trump administration has already filed an appeal after a federal court in New York blocked President Trump's plan to impose tariffs on nearly every country around the world. CBS's Jake Rosen has more.
The Trump administration justified the tariffs by citing the International Emergency Economics Powers Act from 1977, which gives the president the power to regulate imports during certain emergency situations. But the court Wednesday rejected the government's interpretation of the law and said it would be unconstitutional for any law passed by Congress to give the president blanket authority to set tariffs.
Elon Musk's time in the federal government has come to an end, but as he leaves Washington, CBS's Aaron Navarro explains his DOGE task force has a way to go to fulfill its mission.
Right now, their tracker has over $160 billion found in cuts. Going into this whole project, Musk wanted it to be $1 trillion. So obviously, they have a lot of work to do. They are still ingrained at these federal agencies, combing through data, essentially, to not only maybe find cuts, but to also help the Trump administration when it comes to finding undocumented migrants. We know that Treasury data has been used for that project.
President Trump has issued a flurry of pardons and doing so outside of the normal channels.
The list includes former Connecticut Governor John Rowland, former New York Representative Michael Grimm, and TV reality stars Todd and Julie Chrisley. Alex Little is the Chrisley's attorney.
Neither of them expected this to happen.
The Chrisleys were convicted of bank fraud and tax evasion. Little tells CBS he believes the Chrisleys were selectively targeted.
I think this is a very well-justified pardon decision. You know, they weren't like huge donors. There was nothing like that. They just had a case where they were clearly targeted for who they were.
The Chrisley's daughter, Savannah, has been a vocal Trump supporter. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The Trump administration said in court filings that it is working to bring back a Guatemalan man who was deported to Mexico. This days after a federal judge ordered the administration to facilitate his return because the administration, quote, ignored his due process rights. Meanwhile, the State Department is turning their attention to Chinese students studying here in the United States with the announcement their visas will be revoked. BBC's Gurvinder Gill reports it's part of a wider effort.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said Washington will impose visa restrictions on foreign nationals it deems to be censoring Americans, suggesting this could apply to officials who regulate U.S. technology firms.
The defending champion Florida Panthers advanced to their third straight Stanley Cup final, beating the Carolina Hurricanes 5-3 Wednesday night in Game 5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check for your wallet first before hitting the drive-thru.
$6.
Sorry, forgot my wallet. I have change, though. Here's 40 cents, another 40. Ooh, a bicentennial.
What's that?
Oh, gosh.
Checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Scientists in Spain have discovered the oldest known full human fingerprint.
A rock found in Spain that looks like a human face has a red dot on it. Scientists think a Neanderthal man dipped his finger in red pigment to paint a nose on a pebble some 43,000 years ago. Researchers say the strategic position of the dot is evidence of Neanderthal symbolic behavior, meaning they may have had the ability to think about things in an abstract way and possibly make art. The research team says their analysis suggested that the fingerprint came from a male adult. They believe it is the only object of portable art painted by Neanderthals. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
A huge mass of rock and ice from a glacier thundered down a Swiss Alpine mountainside. It destroyed about 90% of a village that had been evacuated. One person is missing. Swiss glaciologists have repeatedly expressed concerns about a thaw that they attribute in large part to global warming. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some sprinkles and light showers around the area overnight. Mostly cloudy skies and lower 50s with a light west breeze. Thursday, mostly cloudy skies. A few showers developing in the afternoon. Otherwise, a high reaching the lower 60s. Sprinkles in Thursday night. It's 53 at our studios.
Smile, she knows. Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
someone's knocking at the door. I'm looking at my girlfriend. She'd passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. Don't know what it is. I don't want to see no more. Mama told me not to come.
We'll be right back. Get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't.
And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Now I don't hardly know her, but I think I could love her. Crimson and clover. Oh.
always love you. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
W-R-J-N.
When the truth is found,
love.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A panel of three federal judges is blocking President Trump from using emergency powers to impose sweeping tariffs, BBC's Jake Kwan reports.
The White House immediately filed an appeal, and we also heard from Stephen Miller, who is the deputy chief of staff at the White House, saying just judicial coup is out of control, really framing it almost as a way that Mr. Trump's policies are sound, but it is these what they call political judges who are undermining his policy and thus weakening his position.
Lawsuits considered by the judges argued trade deficits are not an emergency because the U.S. has run a trade deficit for 49 years. President Trump is expressing frustration with Russian President Vladimir Putin over the stalled peace talks with Ukraine. National security reporter Olivia Gazis tells us Russia is engaging in their own style of diplomacy.
In the past, Russia has, of course, come to these meetings with lower-level officials sort of cynically proposing the same litany of maximalist demands that Russia has always made when it's come to play in these talks. They don't move the ball forward, but the Russians can say, hey, we proposed a meeting has been had.
Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley are out of prison after getting their Trump pardon.
Todd Chrisley had been serving a 12-year sentence at Florida's Pensacola Minimum Security Men's Federal Prison with a release date of April 2013.